Imagine you're in a train, and you look to the person sitting next to you, and you ask them, where are you going? Now imagine that person turns to you and shrugs his shoulders and says, I don't know. You think he's crazy. Who goes on a train without knowing their destination? But if you ask a lot of people in life, where are you going in life? They might shrug their shoulders. They might say, I don't know. A couple weeks ago, I was asked to give a speech. So the way I usually give a speech is that there are two microphones up there on the podium, and the person who introduces has one microphone, and I come up and I use a second microphone. But this time, there's only one microphone. And the guy asked me to come up, he introduced me, and instead of giving me the microphone, he held onto the microphone and looked into the audience. Well, before I tell you what he said, let's build a couple questions when it comes to Shabbos. There's a couple questions, a couple fundamental questions about Shabbos. Number one is that why is Shabbos so important? Shabbos is one of the Aseres HaDibros. When we think of the Aseres HaDibros, we think of some of the most fundamental and important mitzvahs. The fact that Hashem exists, don't serve Avodah Zarah, don't say Hashem's name in vain. Why is Shabbos one of the 10 Aseres HaDibros? As a matter of fact, Rashi says all 613 mitzvahs fit into the 10 categories of the Aseres HaDibros. And Rav Saadia Gaon actually shows how each one of the 613 mitzvahs fit into those categories. Why is Shabbos one of the core mitzvahs of being Jewish? And to take it a step further, we think of being Jewish as being a Shomer Shabbos Jew. When you think of who's in the fold, who's not in the fold, we often say, is he Shomer Shabbos? Shomer Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras Mishpacha, those are the big three, but why is Shabbos one of those three? And the last one is that the punishment, the onesh of Shabbos is Chayv Skila. And according to most, Skila is the worst of the Dalad Misos Bezin, the four death penalties. So why is Shabbos so intense, so severe, so fundamental? The second question is that usually, when it comes to a Zman, a time, a Zman is connected to something that you do. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. On Sukkot, we shake lulav and esrog. We sit in the sukkah. On Chanukah, we light the menorah. On Pesach, we eat matzahs. We have the Seder. On Shavuos, we learn Torah. But Shabbos is all about malacha, all the things that you're not supposed to do. It's about stopping to do things. What's going on? Why is Shabbos not about doing something, but about stopping to do things? Number three is that often we think of Shabbos, if you'd ask someone on the street, what's Shabbos about? They'd say that Shabbos is a day of rest, a day where you stop working. But if that's true, then the Reformer movement has a good argument. It's a lot more restful to drive to shul. It's a lot more restful to cook on Shabbos, to turn on lights. And if you think about it, the malacha for Shabbos, if you stitch two stitches, write two letters, things which are not stressful, which are not, don't violate the concept of rest, you're chayiv skila, you're chayiv nisa. What's going on? What's Shabbos really about? It seems to be something more fundamental than just a day of rest. And last but not least, the Gemara in Brachos, Dafn Zayinim Abayis, said that Shabbos is me'in olam haba. Shabbos is a taste of olam haba. It says it's 1/60th of olam haba. Question is, what does Shabbos have to do with olam haba, and what's the shiur, what's the measurement of 1/60th? Let's start with that. What's the connection between Shabbos and olam haba? The connection is that the weekday to Shabbos is the same concept as Olam Haza, this world, to Olam Haba, the world to come. Olam Haza, this world, is a place of becoming. It's a place of growing. It's a place of choosing, of process, of time, of events, of happenings. Olam Haba is the cessation of the creative process. Olam Haba is where you exist as the person you become. And Nefesh HaChaim and the Ramchal explain that Olam Haba isn't a place where you get gifts and rewards for everything you did in this world. It's where you experience and exist as the person, the consciousness you've become. It's almost like the neshama, the self, the consciousness just leaves the body and you exist as the person you've become. You enjoy the mitzvahs you've built, but most importantly, you exist and experience the ecstasy of everything you've become in this world. That is the same concept as the weekday in Shabbos. The weekday is where you build, it's where you become, it's where you grow, it's process, it's becoming. Shabbos is the cessation of creative process. It's where you stop the creative process and exist as the person that you've become. That's why it's also to do what on Shabbos? Melacha. Melacha comes from the same shorish as malach. Malach is a creative emanation, a creative energy, a creative force that comes from Hashem. Melacha are the 39 creative acts. that we learn out from the creative acts that were done to create the Mishkan, which were the same 39 creative acts Hashem used to create the world. Shabbos is stopping the creative process and existing as the person that you've become. That's why on Shabbos, Hashem said, Shakai. Hashem stopped the creative process. This is also why the halachos of Shabbos are keneged, the halachos of the Olam Haba. That's why the second Shabbos comes, the status of an object is frozen. Just like Olam Haba is where the status of you gets frozen in time. That's why if something, let's say there's something mux on the table, even if later, after, like a couple hours after Shabbos starts, the muksa thing falls off the table is still muksa. Since once Shabbos started, it had the status of muksa. And this is also, just share a personal idea, we say migdol on Shabbos in benching, even though we say magdil during the week. The question is why? And there are many classic answers, some academic answers. But if you think about it, what does the word magdil mean? Magdil means to grow, to enlarge, to make bigger. What does migdol mean? Migdol means a building, a tower. The weekday is magdil. The weekday is where you build and create yourself. Shabbos is migdol. Shabbos is where you enjoy and experience the building you've created. And this is also why in the Torah, every single time it mentions Shabbos, it always mentions the 6 days of the week first. And the question is why? Every single time. Look, every single time it mentions Shabbos, it mentions the first 6 days of the week. Why? Because the 6 days of the week create Shabbos. Shabbos is not an independent entity. Think about all other times. A day is based on the earth spinning on its axis. A month is based on the moon revolving around the earth. A year is the earth revolving around the sun. What's a week? There's no physiological phenomena that we measure a week by. A week is 7 days. But what's the seventh day? There's no objective phenomena we measure that by. Which is why if you land up in a desert and you lose track of time, the Gemara says that you start counting 6 days. There's a machlokas in terms of which day becomes Shabbos. But you count 6 days and then you have Shabbos. It's not the objective Shabbos, it's your Shabbos. But that's because Shabbos can be counted based on your own creation of 6 days. Because Shabbos is the result of what you build during the 6 days. And just one more idea. Why does the Maharal ask, why is Shabbos seven? Why is it 7 days? And to take a step further, why is the entire world built off of sevens? 7 days in a week, seven lights in the spectrum of light, seven notes in the musical scale, the Sheva Minim. Why? The Maharal explains that we live in a three-dimensional world. But three-dimensional really means six dimensions, because you have right and left, you have forward and backwards, you have up and down. That's six. Seven is that which connects the pieces. It's the center. It's why Shabbos is the center of the week. It's also why Shabbos is literally, it sandwiches the week, but also the Gemara says that you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. Why? Because Shabbos is not only the bookends of the week, but it's also the center of the week. So Shabbos is from Wednesday until Tuesday as well, which is why you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. Now, the Maharal also explains that this is also why the eighth is that which transcends seven. Seven is the natural world, but Shabbos is the seventh. It connects the pieces of the physical world to the eighth, l'mala min ha-teva, which is why eight always represents transcendence. You have Bris Milah on the eighth day. Chanukah was 8 days, and it was 8 days with the miracle of what? Miracle of Shemen. Shemen is the same root as Shmona, eight, which is why the word Sviya, full, is seven, but eight is Shemen, Shemen, fat, that which extends beyond the boundaries. Shabbos is that which connects the physical to the spiritual. It's that which connects the finite to the infinite. And that's why Shabbos is a time where we focus on destination. It's a taste of Olam Haba. But unlike Olam Haba, where you exist eternally as who you are, Shabbos, you get to come back down to the week and then build more. It's a taste of destination, but then come back into this world and build. But we have to focus on what our destination is. See, so many people, they're working, and then they're sleeping, and they're eating, and they're working, they're sleeping and eating. But what is their life? What is our life about? We have weekends and vacations to get enough energy to go back, to have days where we just, what are we doing? I mean, ask an athlete what his goal is, and he'll tell you exactly what his goal is, exactly how he's building a lifestyle around getting to that goal. Has a certain workout regimen, a certain diet, sleeping a certain amount. Ask a businessman where. They'll have meetings every single week, every single month to determine exactly where their goal is and if they're on track to achieve their goal. But what about what's really important in life? Who you are as a person, your marriage, your family. Who are you becoming in life? Shabbos is a time to think about destination, because if you think about it, as the Ibn Ezra says, the past is gone, the future is not here yet, and the present is constantly fading away into the past. So who are we? I mean, think really, if you think about it, your memories reflect all of that which you've actualized and built in your life. Your memories are the aspect of you that you've become. And Shabbos is a time where you have to really sit and think, who am I? Who have I become? What am I becoming in life? And there are really three aspects of Shabbos. One is to enjoy everything you've built. Enjoy who you are. Number two, it's a time to really reflect and say, but what can I do better? What really needs work? What really needs focus? If this is good, what about that? If that's good, what about this? And the next step is to recalibrate. To say, okay, how am I going to become better? How am I going to come down from this taste of Olam Haba, this taste of destination, to then become so much more? So why is Shabbos so fundamental? Because it represents endpoint. Why is Shabbos about stopping to doing? Because Shabbos is about the cessation of creative activity. It's a taste of Olam Haba where you experience who you are. So you can be inspired to come back down so we can become even more. And it's not just a day of rest. It's a day of stopping the cessation of creative activity of melacha. And that's why Shabbos is the taste of Olam Haba. I know that most of you are still wondering, wait a second, what about that story? That story when you were up on the stage, what happened? And it's itching you in the back of your mind like you left that out. Well, yeah, that's something called a setup. And a setup without a punchline is nothing. You have to have a destination or for something that's happening to have meaning. And all of us have a setup in life. All of us have our own life experiences, our own personal gifts, our own personal challenges. And that is your starting point. But unless you have a punchline, unless you have a destination, unless you have a goal, it's not going to go anywhere. And what we need to do in life is we need to think, who am I? Where am I going with my life? And what am I doing with the time I have left in my life?